Tall Cat Psychic 101 on Station 1. We got no-nonsense wisdom and refreshingly real radio for you right here, right now, tonight. Psychic 101 is where I aspire to inspire you every second and fourth Monday. You were just listening to Chanda Mama, a folk tune from India featured in Praying for Change. It has a feeling of perseverance and joy, I think, and features vocalists from four continents. I plan to plug Praying for Change any chance I get, and I recommend you check out their website, Praying for Change, especially if you'd like to see some of the wonder and beauty of humanity's great ideas for hope and change and a new future. I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium. I offer consultations and in-person teaching and workshops. Speaking of that, smooth segue, I will be back by popular demand at Santa Fe Soul for Talking with the Dead in the Sunroom here in Santa Fe. If you will be in the area, I'd love to meet you there. I will be connecting with the other side, providing evidence that life after death is real. Here's a little update on our lives. Michael and I are loving life here in New Mexico. This area has a magical, mysterious quality that we enjoy. The people in this area often greet you with, "Welcome home to Santa Fe." I love it. Our house is still under renovation. I think I've told you guys about that before, and I'm talking some major renovation. In fact, we lived without a stove for almost a month. Oh, don't even ask how we made things work. It was shockingly difficult, yet a great learning experience about how life might be without electricity. So we've got the well, we've got the gray water dealio, we got a small fruit orchard, we got solar coming, and there will be a greenhouse soon and storage for root cellar all yet to come. Phew, my oh my. I have always wanted to live in the country, and oh wow, have we ever arrived. High desert country, that is. Coyotes move in close late at night, howling and nipping. And bears have been seen on our land, or so I've been told, and we expect deer this fall. By the way, there is nothing like telling wild bear stories around a campfire under a starry summer night sky. Ooh, scary and fun. Simple living is so good. It is most interesting to me to go from working and living in a constantly changing, messy, dusty mountain home to getting dressed up to go into town for presentations. I not only change physical locations and physical appearance, I change the location of where my conscious awareness resides for the purpose of teaching. You could say it's almost interdimensional travel, and that's how it feels. Speaking of switching dimensions, I said I'll be talking with the dead on Friday. I want to make sure I gave you the where and the when. It's Friday, September 4th, from 6 to 8:30 at Santa Fe Soul Health and Healing Center in the Sunroom right here in Santa Fe. For tickets or more information, go to Karen, Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, or call Michael, the hubby, and the assistant at 813-928-3105. Or just check the calendar at SantaFeSoul.com. Ticket price is $30, and they can be purchased at the door and in advance either way. We're flexible. Now, the Tallcat show format works like this. Some of you might be new listeners and not know, so I'll just explain it a little bit for you. I'll be teaching, talking in other words, sharing with you, and you are encouraged to call in with questions, comments, or even a sample mini reading. Please don't worry about interrupting, because I have developed the ability, God only knows how, but I have developed this ability to get right back on topic after your call. The magic number, if you want to give the tall one a call, worldwide is 888-223-4494. That's on the front page of BBS Radio if you didn't catch it. 888-223-4494. And remember, when you call in, everyone learns from your questions. That is what makes this show unusual and interesting. It's live questions from you guys out there tuning in. Before we move on to topic for tonight's show, just one more announcement. I've hosted Psychic 101 for almost 2 years, and I have learned so much and had big, big fun. I well remember how nervous I was on my first show. I wondered if I was talking to the wall. It was the strangest experience. Now I am, like, totally relaxed, wearing my bunny slippers and PJs while talking with you wonderful people from all over the world. But, hey, even psychic mediums need to earn a living. So we have decided to put our funds and our energy into local sources with the intention of building our business on that level for a while. I'll be on air until the end of September, September 28th, I believe, being the last show. You know, James O'Day, an amazing man, I suggest you look him up. His name is James O'Dea, says we are going local, meaning local and global. You know, oh boy, will I ever miss you guys, you listeners. To me, you were always the very best part of the show. Not to mention, there are so many wonderful people I personally want to interview just for the experience. So if anyone happens to know of a potential sponsor for Psychic 101, just email us at mr.tallcat.com or call 813-928-3105. That's my call for action, dudes and dudettes. Perhaps we can keep Psychic 101 alive via sponsorship. Now, on to the message and to your call-in. Once again, the phone number, just let your fingers do the walking if you want to have a talk with a call one or request a reading, 888-223-4494. Here's the message. Here's the deal. This is what came to me today, and I feel this is important for the times we are living in, and it's important in life in general. It is a fact that Master Jesus said, "These things and greater shall ye do." Hello, and wow! We all know, no matter what our faith is based in, what format or what tradition we've been raised with, that Jesus, Master Jesus, performed many supernatural acts of wonder, healing, and miracles. We are capable of these things and greater? Whoa. Well, if that is true, then what's up with us? And we're going to talk about what's up with us in just a minute, but I want to say one more time. I'm open for calls. The call lines are open, 888-223-4494. Would love to hear from you and connect with you. Sample reading, question, or comment. I'm open for any kind of conversation. That's what live radio is all about, baby. So if Jesus performed these supernatural acts of wonder, healings, and miracles, which are, you know, just numerous, and we're supposed to be capable of those things and greater because he said we are, well, if that is really true, then what the heck is up with us? Ever think about those kind of things? To me, these are the great questions in life. So many of my clients wonder why their dreams and aspirations, their relationships, their finances, or their health are faltering or inconsistent at best. Well, my teacher, my wonderful teacher, Ramtha, says that we are the greatest mystery. We, you and I, humanity, individual human beings, are the greatest mystery, even to ourselves. There is no other place, person, or thing as mysterious as you are. You are truly a mystery to yourself. And you may think you know, pretty much all about yourself. I mean, you might even think, after all, I've asked the deep questions like, what is my purpose? What's my profile? What's my reason for being here? These are really good questions, but they're not quite great questions. And here's why. In order to ask really, really great questions, we must acquire some knowledge. If we gain knowledge, then we can ask these superior questions. And then knowledge flows to us from higher states of reality, from beings of such immeasurable beauty and understanding that we cannot begin to imagine the wonder and the clarity of them. You and I are designed to gain wisdom, to live an accomplished life, including what would be described by us today as supernatural acts. Well, where are you guys tonight? Somebody give me a call. I miss my live audience. 888-223-4494. Sample reading, question, or comment. I'm open for business. So, as I was saying, we are designed. We are really designed to gain wisdom, to live an accomplished life, not a ho-hum life, including what would be described as supernatural acts. You know, we've been misled by the words like miracle. Miracles are actually quite normal. Actually, miracles are really bits of science that we are just now beginning to understand. For example, take levitation. You don't get too much more miraculous than that in description, huh? Well, I found out that levitation is created by a torsion field which causes the body to float. There is really nothing mysterious about it at all when it is understood from the proper perspective, you see. Quantum science backs this up. We are just now discovering through science and its discoveries what these miracles were all about. How did Jesus feed the 5,000 with two loaves and fishes? The answer I found to that is pretty amazing. He was able to do it because it was based on the creation of the additional food was based on a exponential mathematical equation, not a linear one. It goes back to science, and it is really quite normal feeding thousands of people with two loaves of fishes and floating and levitating in a torsion field. Yeah, baby. I mean, that's some big, exciting stuff, is it not? So if you really knew and understood the fact that you are the mind of God, housed within a body where the Holy, Holy Spirit lives and resides, you would sail past many self-imposed limitations. I just have to say that again because it's a big sentence and there's a lot of stuff in it. If you really knew and understood the fact that you are the mind of God, housed within a body, where the Holy Spirit lives, you would sail past many self-imposed limitations. Did you know that there is no object or technology that is more powerful than the human brain? In fact, most technology is back-engineered from the human brain. Is that not amazing? Most of our current technology in use today is back-engineered from the human brain, the brain inside our skulls. Isn't that incredible? So there really is no object or technology more powerful than what is within us. It's internal, and external. Now, the human brain is powerful because it contains all the knowledge from all minds of all time. There is no information the human being does not have access to if the individual knows how to ask the right question and to hold that question so that the mind of God can look at it. That's a big piece too. Because I'm going to repeat it again because I really want you to get it. The human brain is powerful because it contains all the knowledge of all minds of all time. You know, we all have, basically, the same brain. Oh, I think I have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Seattle. Love Seattle. What can I do for you tonight?
Oh, I was calling to get a reading.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you need a question, or can you do a general, or?
Let me just jump in and see what happens for a minute here. When I look at your energy field, Kathy, and, you know, the way I read, I don't use any tools. I don't need your name or your birth date, really. I just sort of dive into the energy of your auric field, and I touch into higher dimensions. And what I see going on with you, I'm getting my typical symbol when a person is in a place of precipitous change, a whole bunch of question marks all around you. So you have definitely, if it hasn't begun already, you're on the very edge of things shifting and changing in your life on more than one level. Do you have your house for sale right now?
No, not right now.
Okay. Are you thinking about moving?
On and off, yeah.
I got a vibe about a change coming as far as location goes. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to go across the country or to, you know, to another continent, but I see some type of an opportunity coming forward, and it has a strange quality to it, kind of a crazy, wacky things. We get these sometimes in life when, you know, the universe is reaching out to us. Something like this, not exactly this, but something like, say, somebody might be interested in your house even before you have it on the market. And when I talk about you moving, I also see some... Are you in relationship right now, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay. And this looks like a fairly long-term one, correct?
Yeah.
And would you say that you're completely happy in that relationship, or would you like to see some changes happen?
I'd like to see some changes.
I know. And since we brought this up, what I see there is you and your partner have sort of hit what I call a period of stagnation. You know, things are not popping like they used to, and when that happens, it tends to cause us to sort of drift apart, and communication gets less, and we lose the feeling of connection with our loved one. This has been going on for a while. In the beginning, it was kind of subtle. Now it's not so subtle, and it has become sort of an accepted arrangement between the two of you. And what the spirit world wants you to know is that you have a choice, and you don't have to continue in a pattern that is not making you happy. You don't have to make any big decisions or wild, crazy changes in a big hurry. But I would like to encourage you to meditate and look at this and see if this is really what you want, this relationship. Now, do you have a daughter?
No, I don't have a daughter.
Okay, you have children?
Just, I have a son.
Okay. And this is the only child, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting the vibe of an only child, and that there is some kind of energy going on around this child. Do you know of any situation that's happening with your daughter?
My son.
Your son, I'm sorry. I've got the daughter in my head. With your son.
Hang on a minute. Okay, I can hear you better now.
Okay.
Okay, you wanted to know if there was anything going on with my son.
Yes.
He's probably going to put his resume out, look for a new job.
The vibe I get about him is that he is really feeling on the inside, whether he shows it or not to you, he sort of feels like he's floundering, and his confidence level is kind of not what it should be right now. He's looking for meaning in his life, and he would benefit from your meditations, your prayers, your good wishes as his mother, it will help benefit him to get over this. He's in, he's hit like a pothole in his life, and he can't seem to quite get over it. However, I'm here to tell you that he will get over it. He is going to step into a position that looks to me like there is a particular employer that is going to take a personal interest in him, and it's going to be the foundation of him moving forward in his career and in his way of endeavoring to earn money. It's going to really bring his confidence back up to where it should be. Are you working now?
I have a couple jobs, and they're both slow. I'm collecting unemployment momentarily.
Okay. This is interesting because I see that this situation with the unemployment and the shifting in your work, and talk about changes in all areas, it certainly is going on in all areas of your life, change, deep change. New beginnings are just around the corner. But what I see with this time for you being on unemployment, it can be discouraging to be on unemployment. Don't let that happen to you. Turn your focus towards what's next, what can I learn, what can I do. Look at it as a break from working. And it's real important that you don't let discouragement weigh you down. Start looking around and dreaming a new dream about the way you want to earn a living. And also get a blip from the universe that you would really benefit from personally. Learning a form of hands-on healing such as Reiki. There's several other types of it. But attending a class that involves a healing method that's non-invasive would be oh so beneficial for you and for others.
Okay. How does health look? Do I look okay health-wise or...
You absolutely look okay health-wise, and I feel that you have a tendency to kind of worry a little bit in this area because you're seeing some changes going on in your body. But what I'm picking up is that these changes are sort of like normal female changes. You do need to look a little bit at your food choices and drink more water. But you basically, Kathy, you got a good constitution.
Okay. Do you see me staying with the same person?
In your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
There is opportunity for you to change that if it is your heart's desire to do it. It's going to require an honest examination of what you want. I would suggest you get a journal and start writing down your feelings and do it on a regular basis. It will really help you sort out what's going on and where you want to go. Because it's like, in some ways, Kathy, like you're 20 years old again, graduating from school. You're starting a whole new phase. And that's something to be embraced, even though it gets scary at times. Focus on the good side of it, because you're going to somewhere new, a new place, new ideas, new job, possibly new relationship, maybe even new location for all you know.
Is there a certain kind of work you see me doing, or?
Well, I mentioned the taking a healing course, but this learning a method of healing that is non-invasive will benefit you in the spiritual sense. And as far as, it's not something you'd be earning a lot of money from. But what I see with you is just grab on to a job that's bringing in some money and don't attach yourself to it. It's the last job you'll ever have. Just take something that you are fairly interested in and experiment with it, because it'll be some money coming in, and stay open to whatever happens next. This is one of those situations in life where you can't place too many expectations on anything. You've got to go with the flow. And that isn't easy for you, but I encourage you to do it.
Okay.
Okay? I'm glad you called.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Kathy, in Seattle.
Bye.
So, back to what I was saying about technology being back-engineered from the human brain. Hey, if we have enough going on in our brain that technology is using it to engineer technology, then we've got something in our heads that is powerful. Hi, you're on the air. Good, who am I talking to?
This is Pat calling.
Hi, Pat. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut. It's the first time I'm talking to you.
Oh, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much. What can I do for you?
I
have a quandary. Give you my history real quick. I've been on disability for about 7 years now, struggling with severe anxiety, depression, and so on, gone through tons of medication, even through electric shock. Past 2 years, I've gotten myself off meds, getting myself healthy, doing a lot of supplements, and I have an opportunity for a job, a caretaking job, where I'll be making money, which means I'm going to have to give up the disability, the health insurance, the dental. And it's almost like I'm trapped to make this decision if it doesn't work out or if the job lasts only a couple of years, then I'm in a real mess.
I understand your concern. And here's what I have to offer you.
Okay.
The first thing I want to say, Pat, is that you already have the answer within you because you asked the question. And I mean that. That's not just a fancy way of not answering you. You have the answer within you because you have the ability to ask the question. And I applaud you for what you have done to change the situation in your life. It is nothing short of amazing that you have gotten yourself well. You have the power to heal yourself, and you do have the power to, if this job, let's say you decide to let go of the disability and take the job. Let's say the job doesn't last forever and ever. You know what? You will have gained courage and experience, and you must remain in the mindset once you make a decision, if you decide to let go of disability, you cannot let fear and anxiety sneak up behind you and start nipping at your heels again. Because meditate on it. Pray about it. Journal about it. Think about it. But here's my feeling for you, Pat. I think you're ready to let it go. And it is a scary step. But it also means you're not looking back at the past when you let go of it. You're moving forward into a future that is brighter and better and has more to offer you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. What I've figured out as far as the income I will get, essentially, after taxes, will work out to be the same, but I will not have dental, I will not have health care. And I understand what you're saying about that. Just before, as I was waiting online to speak to you, the thought came into my head, do your art. Stay where you are and make the art happen. I'm an artist, but I've not had sales yet.
I see. Have you been working on your art recently?
I've been working on it. I've been teaching myself for 7 years. I have finally got some business cards and work out there with animal portraits. And I have to say, they're wonderful. I just somehow need to manifest that.
Yeah, here's the deal with you. Here's a perfect situation for you. This ability, this artistic ability that you have, this God-given talent, is a perfect way for you to move into the work field slowly and easily and in a comfortable way.
Right.
I don't see any reason why you can't just continue to give out your cards, do some shows, build this art talent of yours into a source of income. And here's what I see about your artistic ability. I love the idea that you do animals. You have a connection with animals that really, honestly, Pat, you could be an animal communicator.
I'd like to.
You have that kind of a connection with nature and with animals. But also, there's a part of you that can be expressed in your artistic work on paper. The things that you've been through, the emotional side of you, the spiritual side of you, the real you, could go into your paintings as well, and I really see that as being an additional way of expressing yourself that people are going to really be drawn to. The world needs art right now, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs to see beauty and inspiration and hopefulness, and your story is inspiration in itself.
Well, does this sound right to you? As I was waiting for you, I think I sort of made a decision. You're going to have to stay where you are and push the art.
Good girl.
That sounds good. The other thing is, I've been trying to get music to women, like in homeless shelters and stuff. And I need, I put my own money into it. I'm not looking to make money. I just want to do it. And I need space for that, too. And
you know, girl, you got this creative vibe, and I have to tell you that the creativity that's growing from within you comes partially from your experience with the anxiety and the emotional turmoil that you experience. This is one of the beautiful benefits of it.
Absolutely.
Please journal about your ideas, because you don't want to lose a single one. Get a good journal and a good pen, and make notes about your ideas and put down some plans about how you can promote yourself and how you might connect with other people, and then just meditate on a perfect outcome and hold it in your mind until it gets there. And stay tuned for the rest of the show, because I have some information that will help you with that.
Okay. So can I just ask your opinion? Do you see me not moving backwards if I just stay where I am right now and not take this job?
I got to tell you, to me it sounds like that's what your heart is telling you, and you really don't even need me to tell you.
Thank you. Yeah, yes, but you helped a lot. You're making my chest feel better.
And keep forward.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, if we have access to such knowledge, the actual mind of God, wouldn't it be more prudent to develop this source within ourselves instead of looking for something outside of us for answers, like even me, like even a psychic? So how does one access the mind of God for knowledge that's beyond your own knowing? Well, I would suggest the book, The Masters of the Far East, to begin exploring such truths, The Masters of the Far East. It was within the pages of this very book that I encountered the mystery of me. And I did not get it the first time I read it. It was a few years later that it caught up with me. All of the ancient mystery schools and the yogis are examples of those that have become adept at accessing source for information and connection. The ability to access source directly without relying on outside information is very, very important in the days we are living in. Did you know that mainstream science has actually documented that responsibility for the quality of our lives is in our own hands? It's based on what we think. Studies quote a 99.8% probability that consciousness has a direct effect on our lives. And that is part of the beautiful mystery that is us. Hello, we have a caller on the line. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hi. You're on
the air.
Hi,
this is Bree.
What can I do for you?
Hello? Oh, I don't know. Are you talking to me?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just calling in for a reading.
Okay. Did you have a specific question in mind?
Yeah. I've been feeling really... I feel like I'm kind of stuck when it comes to work right now. I've just gotten out of school, and I've just been kind of, I feel like I'm going up against the same walls. I feel like this is a pattern, and I'm not sure how to break out of it as far as, like, establishing a career and moving on to the next step.
Okay. Here's what I'm picking up about you and for you. Everything that has happened to you, this pattern you refer to, none of that is wasted motion. You know, we often think when we've tried things repeatedly or it hasn't worked out that it's somehow a waste. None of this was a waste. Everything you've been experiencing and attempting to do has been leading you forward into the position that you are in now, which is the visual I get about you is that you're about to take flight, because I can actually... We see you with wings. So it's important when you're in a position like this, and I'm telling you that's where you are, but you're seeing your environment, which may not match what I'm telling you. The trick to getting where you want to go is not looking too much at the external. You know, the Bible actually said, how did it say it? Walk by faith, not by sight. And the way I translated this from my learning, from my teachers, is walk by focused intention, not by sight or not by external. You have destiny all over you for success.
Mm.
You just have success written all over you, my friend. All you have to do is go forward and just keep focused on your basic goal of success, and it will come to you.
Okay.
Okay? Does that help you?
All right.
Stay tuned,
yeah,
because I'm going to talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, great.
Bye. Bye, Bree. Okay, so I was saying the great mystery that is us. We're 99.8% probability that consciousness has direct effect on our lives. That's what scientific studies prove. Amazing, isn't it? It is our responsibility. And what about our manifestations, the hopes and the dreams we want to create? How come some are half-baked? How come some don't get born at all? And hey, how come some arrive perfectly? Well, creating is something we are fully capable of. Now, this type of creating that I'm speaking of isn't about wholesome affirmations. It is more like a God declaring, let there be light. Feel the difference? When we are in the midst of creating, exactly what is happening when we're manifesting and creating? What, if anything, is going on in our realm and other realms? When we are creating, we are holding a dream or an image of a desire inside our awareness. Now, this image is in 3D because that's the plane we're on. But if we hold it in our minds with focused clarity and intention, and if the observer part of your brain has enough time to look at your dream and see it, your brain is designed by the gods to automatically turn your dream into two-dimensional, which is what you want. Our only work is to allow the dream to be seen by the observer without thinking about it, figuring it out, and the image transforms into a hologram. This is the science of it. We just focus and observe in a state of consciousness that is uncluttered by thought, and this holographic image gets pushed into the quantum field from our thought. It's now encoded with your dream, and the quantum field organizes that first small particle encoded with your dream into reality by not undermining the dream. Now, the brain has this ability. You don't have to worry about how to do it. All you have to do is, like, you really don't have to change anything. This is what people have a hard time understanding, and so did I. The human being's only work, so to speak, is to observe without thinking in order to be conscious enough in the right part of the brain for this encoded dream to be pushed into the quantum field and become a particle that comes back to you. The brain already knows how to create. You don't have to change a dang thing. But you do have to develop the skill of concentrated focus, which is truly, in many ways, harder than anything else, but it can be done. We must, if we want to do this, develop the skill, consciously go for it, of concentrated focus to allow the brain to do its work. Find a place to learn this is what I have to say to you. Find a place to learn concentrated focus and the way to quiet your mind and to stop thinking, because that's the place we begin to create. If your focus is maintained long enough, if you have the skill from practice to not go back to doubting, wondering, or thinking, this actual particle from your focused thought is birthed into the universe. Your dream, your thought becomes a reality and makes its way to you. Makes its way to you. Let there be light, baby. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. I'm good. What can I do for you?
I just had a quick question.
Okay.
I like, They all say that, right? No, but I have, there's three things that are coming up. And I was just wondering, one of them would be buying something in Maine, you know, land with the family. The other
okay.
would be going to, you know, going to school and learning, you know, acupuncture and all the Chinese, you know, the holistic type of medicine.
Right.
And the third would be to, like, you know, get a job or, you know, what will happen within the next, I guess, 6 months.
Okay. You have reached a point where you have actually narrowed down your choices very well as to what you want to do. You have a full awareness that you're about to embrace change and that
mm-hmm.
you're going to be doing something different than you have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very important piece of going forward and making the right choice. Here's what I have to say to you, and this is really good news. You cannot make the wrong choice, because whatever you do is going to carry you forward to the next thing, and then the next thing, and the next thing. Now, this, what I'm getting the strongest vibe about, and you know, always run this past your own inner knowing, because that's where you're most connected to Source. But I'm getting a vibe about, as far as the purchase of the land, to
mm-hmm.
think long and hard about it. You don't have to rush into it. In fact, none of these options are to be rushed into.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, take them with you into meditation. And before you go to sleep at night, ask your subconscious mind to put information forward so that you'll make the best decision, your highest and best decision for you at this time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got choices, and there really, there's not anything that's wrong. It all looks good.
But will I have the finances to be able to do all of those things? Or you know, with the economy being the way it is right now,
mm-hmm.
will the finances be there to be able to do all of the things that I need? Or, you know,
there is a position that's coming your way that's going to provide you some income.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around the corner, but be sure to focus on it and be investigating possibilities so that it can move towards you quickly.
Okay.
And when you start working and you're earning some money, you're going to have a better perspective about what comes next. And I'm going to give you a resource before I get off the show as far as about the land issue. In fact, let me give it to you now. I'm afraid I'll forget.
Okay.
You're looking at purchasing land for the coming times, correct?
Yeah, there's an opportunity that came up, but what it is, they're asking a lot more money. I have my sister and my nephews and everything, and it's a beautiful, it's near the water and everything. But the price is...
Give yourself time to really meditate and look at all the factors on this decision without jumping in. Be certain of which way you're going.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful land, and it does look absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're thinking about making a homestead for the future, I
mm-hmm.
suggest that you look on YouTube, look up this name, the name of the man. It's Jules, J-U-L-E-S, Dervas, D-E-R-V-A-S.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a video called Homegrown Revolution. Mm-hmm. I'm having a vibe. You should take a look at that.
Oh, and let me just write that down again. I'm sorry. I was. Okay.
It's Homegrown Revolution.
Homegrown Revolution, and it's by who?
And it's on YouTube, or if you just type it in Google, you'll get to it.
Okay, Homegrown Revolution. And you said it was by gentleman was it was J UAS or?
Oh, it's Jules. J U L E S.
Okay. And it's Gervais.
And Homegrown Revolution will get you there.
Okay. And that should
okay.
be...
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, and have a nice night. Thank you very much.
Let me know what happens.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So this amazing thing that I just tried to describe to you about how the quantum field brings our desires back to us is a topic that takes some real looking at and learning and thinking about. Most importantly, know that it is important to get the skill of concentrated focus going and still in your mind. You're going to need it, not just to create, but for the days to come. Now, for sources that explain these things far better than I can do, I recommend the book These Things in Greater by Dr. Greg Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, and another book called A Beginner's Guide to Creating Reality by my wonderful teacher, Rampa. So as I was saying, in order to access the state of mind necessary to manifest, to receive information, to know which direction to go, to tap into your intuition, to get the answers that you need from within rather than external, requires the absence of thought. To quiet the voices in our head and to find inner stillness at will without faltering, even in the midst of chaos, is a powerful tool. Always has been, and is even more important in these times. We live in amazing and challenging times, but also wonderful times for accomplishing the mastery of self. We must be so careful in creating, not to go back into the room where we turned out the light, thinking of turning it back on again. That's how we get into doubts and anxieties. My husband, Michael, just completed a creation that took several years. But he has the gift of consistent, concentrated focus, and he brought us a nice sum of money, not $1 million, but a wonderful sum of money. It came toward us. It went away. There was all kinds of opportunities to give up and quit focusing on it, but he never did, and it came. Too often we quit before we get to the finish line. Now, tonight, I hope you will think about the great mystery that is you. You are a great mystery. It is the beginning of a grand adventure. I promise you it is. I'm going to send you on now with another little bit of music from Playing for Change. It's Stand By Me. And remember, even if I'm not present here on BBS, I'm still standing, baby, right by you. See you next time. All my love and peace to you. Bye now.
This song says, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in your life, at some point you're going to need somebody to stand by you.
Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third generation psychic medium. I see dead people. I'd like you to join me Friday, September the 4th, in the Sunroom at Santa Fe Soul. In one session, I will demonstrate live and right in front of you that life after physical death is real. Death is the great illusion. The life force within us is ongoing and can never be destroyed. This is the true and bright message of talking with the dead. For details, go to Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, or calendar at SantaFeSoul.com.